as they say.
Brightest Time of Year from the album Comet by Carly Dow, a singer-songwriter from Manitoba whose music has charted in the national top 10 in the folk roots and blues category and who has toured extensively across Europe, the United Kingdom, and at home. I spoke with Carly over Skype. Carly, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
You know what? I actually didn't. My family has been supportive of me in most of my endeavors, and music was one that came not until I was in the middle of high school, actually. My dad did have a guitar that I decided to start learning on, but no one really is musical in my family, so it kind of came out of the inspiring group of friends that I had while I was growing up in high school.
Do you remember what the very first record you ever bought for yourself was?
Oh, that's a good question. It's probably something embarrassing, like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, probably. Might have been the Moffat. When I was really young, I was probably about 12 years old, I was obsessed with the Shrek soundtrack, which I thought was just the best thing in the world. There's a really great cover of Hallelujah by Rufus Wainwright, which I probably listened to millions of times when I was a little girl. So I really liked that compilation as well.
That's actually not an embarrassing choice. I like that one too.
That's a good one, yeah. It's a good soundtrack to that movie.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar or banjo?
I have both. Both are special to me. I have a guitar that I've been playing for many years and performing with it all over the place. It's a mahogany Martin guitar, and a banjo that I've had for the past few years, which is my baby. It's a Rickard maple back banjo, and it's absolutely wonderful. It was a gift, and I cherish it very much.
You're such a great storyteller and lyricist. How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics inspire your music, or does it more often work the other way around?
You know what? It's never been the same process for me every time. I'm a pretty word-driven person, so I do find that often either my ideas or my poetry is already in place, and then I can put music to it. But sometimes it has happened the other way around, where I am just sitting down with an instrument and the music comes first and then the words kind of follow suit. So it's not one set formula. I've found that it varies depending on where I am and what I'm doing and how much time I'm giving myself for writing.
Have you ever had a song come to you so easily that it almost felt like it fell into your lap?
Yeah, and those I find are usually my favorite songs, the ones that you write in about 10 minutes. They feel pretty good, and they just happen so quickly and so organically, and it does feel like such a release when you get those songs out. And, you know, other songs can take a couple of years to write. Sometimes I've started things and not been able to finish them until much later on.
Where do you tend to draw the inspiration from for your lyrics?
A lot of it is very influenced by my surroundings, and because I like to put myself in nice places, very often it's a natural surrounding. So you'll find a lot of the imagery and metaphor in my songs are pretty nature-based. I have a bit of a background in conservation science, so I spend a lot of time outside. I kind of come at things from that perspective as well. So that's a big influence in my work, and also just kind of interpersonal relationships. And a lot of the time, all of that imagery is rolled into one feeling that I'm having or story that I want to tell. And it all kind of becomes the same thing in the end. If I'm talking about heartache, it often ends up having some sort of reference to our natural surroundings.
You released your debut album, Ingrained, which made it to the top 10 in the National Folk Roots and Blues charts in 2015, and your sophomore album, Comet, last October. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
Yeah, I feel like it's changed a fair bit. With this last record, I spent a lot more time meticulously putting together parts for the record, really spending a lot of time in studio, making it a little more polished. In terms of sound, it's interesting because I've had a lot of people comment that the new record feels and sounds brighter, which I would agree with. I think a lot of the tones and sounds we were using do have a brighter feel to them. And just the lyrics themselves are maybe a little lighter in some ways, even though a lot of the topics I'm covering in both records are quite similar. It just all feels a little more polished, a little more well put together, in my opinion. I feel between the two records, I've had a lot of opportunity to grow as an artist and also as a recording engineer and producer, just, you know, what I want to hear and how to make that come to life. So I think the second record did end up capturing that a little more than the first one did.
And I understand you're going to be releasing the album abroad?
Yes, so Comet is going to be released in the UK quite soon, actually, on July 15th. I released the first one in the UK as well, and it did really well. So I'm excited to see what happens with this one and hopefully get over there for a bunch of touring next year.
What was the inspiration for your song, Too Bright?
That one. That one's actually the one breakup song on my record. And that was the end of a fairly long relationship, and it was an important relationship for me in my life. And yeah, it was just kind of moving through the process of the end of that relationship, and also just feeling strength and empowerment as a woman and kind of owning that. There's a couple lines in the chorus, turn off the light because I'm shining too bright, kind of references that, you know, I feel stronger and just more self-aware and more confident in what I'm doing and what I want.
With my hair in your hands, and I know we'll never do this again, so let's make it last, make it count for something.